Good evening. Welcome to the Soleri Report. Today is Thursday, August 2nd, 2012. I'm Catherine Austin Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. Tonight, we have Nick Bryan, author of The Franklin Scandal. He joins me for a discussion of pedophilia in politics. This is a topic I've wanted to talk with you about for a long time. Very important what's going on, and I think the story of the Franklin Scandal is the perfect story to use to explore that topic. So I'm very, very delighted Nick could join us. Our theme tonight is having the future. This was a week when, whether it was in Cincinnati where I've been staying or all across the world as you watch the stories, the world seemed to break up between people who were eager to deal with reality and build the future and people who are grumpy about things, how things are turning out, which is differently than we were all promised. While I appreciate there's a lot to be grumpy about, the reality is that personal power comes from taking responsibility, and what every one of us needs to deal with our situations individually or collectively or to serve others is to gather power. And I was appalled this week at the amount of criticism that's being targeted at just about every business leader or government official and the amount of attention paid by the media in embroiling people in what I call divide and conquer issues. So the big one is always men versus women. Then there's blacks versus whites and immigrants versus non-immigrants, gay versus heterosexual, progressives versus conservatives, and on and on. And between the negativity and the divide and conquer, there was an enormous amount of people who were moving away from anything that would give them power or just, you know, losing power, and it was kind of sad to see. And it makes it very difficult. Anybody who's in a legitimate line management position, and not everybody in those positions, thank God, is corrupt, it makes it very difficult and dangerous to keep getting things done, because when you're on the line, it's impossible to get everything right. It's impossible to be perfect. You know, you're shooting for the odds. Six Sigma, which is one of the highest standards of quality control, is six flaws per million parts. But if everybody's playing gotcha, there's still six flaws. And when I worked at HUD, we used to say that an auditor was a person who bayoneted the wounds. And it, over the last week, it kind of looked like everybody in society was bayoneting the wounds. And we have to be careful because we want to bring transparency to truthfully what's wrong, but we also don't want to destroy that which is healthy. So this kind of attitude can destroy the economy. And I found myself, oddly enough, on Monday night on Coast to Coast defending General Motors, which had taken a hit piece from Fox News. Fox News said it was a scandal that General Motors was lending predominantly to people who are not prime credits. I don't think that's a scandal. I think it's a scandal that everybody in America has become not a prime credit. That's the scandal I prefer to talk about. And, of course, as I said, on the last Soleri report, if you look at the coverage over LIBOR, the alternative media has not bothered to get the facts or the evidence or to understand the basic financial concepts. They're just attacking everybody for being corrupt. And that's a danger because the last thing we want to do is become a tool of the very people who've engineered the coup d'etat in the first place if we're just a mob killing the people they're ready to engineer out. Speaking of taking responsibility, we'll be talking again, as I said, to a man tonight who's done a masterful job of doing so in the service of children and people everywhere. And that's Nick Bryan, who's written a book that really is a very courageous and important act. It's called The Franklin Scandal, A Story of Power Brokers, Child Abuse, and Betrayal. And you're going to hear a lot more about it tonight. I think you're going to find it very instructive.